Hello, fellow nerds, and welcome to another episode of the Modern Health Nerd Podcast, Season 2, where every week we're bringing you fascinating conversations with the movers, shakers, and innovators in all things whole food plant-based. I'm your host, Teresa Sam Houghton, Chief Nerd at the Modern Health Nerd, and today I'm bringing back Jason Rosenbaum from Actual Veggies. Founded in 2020, Actual Veggies is aiming to completely transform, or you could even say revolutionize, the plant-based burger category with a plant-only, all-veggies burger. Their burgers are colorful, innovative, and starting to take the mainstream by storm. This is something that Jason and his co-founder Haley didn't really expect at the beginning, especially since whole food plant-based products were not really on the radar yet. With everything like Beyond and Impossible dominating the burger category, it seems kind of counterintuitive that something made completely from 100% healthy whole food plant-based ingredients could capture the hearts of adults and kids alike. Jason and Haley co-founded Actual Veggies with the vision of bringing just this kind of product to the market. Jason changed his own diet and really saw the need for something like this in the burger category and in the plant-based category in general. We dig into a lot of this on the episode. I had Jason and Haley on season 1, episode 6 of this podcast, so if you want to hear a little bit more about their earlier story and a more in-depth view of their background, you can go back and listen to that episode before you listen to this one. Before we dive into the conversation, I just wanted to remind you that if you like this podcast, it would be very helpful if you could follow us on your favorite listening platform and give us a rating and a review. That does help us to get to more people and share these stories of these brands and a lot of this information now about whole food plant-based in the marketplace. For this season, I've also added the option, if you would like, to support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/the-modern-health-nerd and becoming a monthly supporter. That is something that I haven't had before, and I'm introducing this season because I really want to make this podcast something that brings, I really don't want to say brings value. Everybody says that. As soon as somebody comes up with a better way to say it, I'll start saying that. But something that really brings value to you as a listener, or if you're somebody who's founded a brand, that will help you to understand the marketplace more, understand the movement more, and move forward with bringing your own brand and own products to more people. And that's really something that Jason and I talk about in this episode as well. So before I keep rambling with housekeeping, without further ado, my conversation with Jason Rosenbaum of Actual Veggies. Well, Jason, welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to have you here on season 2.
It's great to be back. Very happy to be invited back for season 2.
And just in case anyone hasn't heard it yet, I had Jason and Haley from Actual Veggies on season 1 of the podcast. I believe it was a very early episode. I will have to drop that in the show notes so that people can go back and hear more the foundational story of what you're doing. But for anybody who hasn't heard it or maybe doesn't have time to go listen to the whole episode now, could you give us just Reader's Digest condensed version of what Actual Veggies does, and then maybe give us some updates over the last, I think it's been at least a year, maybe a little more since you were on.
Yeah, so thanks for having me again. Like the first episode, it was myself and Haley. Today, it's just me. So I hope I can live up to that first episode, just doing this alone. But anyways, at Actual Veggies, we make veggie burgers that are literally made with just veggies, beans, and spices and nothing else added. And it's all whole food, plant-based. So that means that they're literally just veggies and nothing else. So all burgers that we make are very like colorful, they taste good, and we really hit on all the other pain points and current plant-based and veggie burgers on the market. And since the last time we spoke, there's just been a lot of things that have just been happening with us. We've been staying very busy. We've been picked up by a bunch of different retailers, as well as some online retailers. We're working on new products, improving current products, and just continuing to move fast and hoping to or make a difference in this plant-based world that so many people are entering, which is a great thing. So it's been a fun ride so far.
And everyone listening, stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out where you might be able to find actual veggies near you, and if it's not near you, where you can get some anyway. So it's very exciting. I love looking at your Instagram feed. It's always really, really colorful. We will also include that information at the end of the episode and in the show notes so people can literally see what you're up to, because it's stunning to look at your products. And I've been following your growth. It excites me because you're doing something really unique in a category that really has long been very crowded. If you go way back to, well, my early plant-based days, you pretty much had, I think, like Boca and some of the early Amy's. And now all of a sudden you have everything from those original burgers of the category to things like Impossible. But as far as I can see, Actual Veggies is the only one that's really doubling down on whole food, plant-based, and making it attractive to a wide range of people. What was really the thought process behind entering with a burger and then targeting people with the unique color range and flavor range that you have?
Well, the reason we really started this is I stopped eating meat for health reasons, and my favorite food was always the beef burger. So when I went to replace that, there was just nothing on the market that was whole food, plant-based. And that really bothered us, that you go to the grocery store and almost everything that you purchase is so processed and has so much chemicals and junk just pumped into it. And we're really proving that there's no reason why something you're buying at the store has to be filled with junk. And I always thought it did, like for reasons of maybe shelf life or just price point. But we're proving that it doesn't, that you can use high quality, clean, whole food ingredients. You can make them taste good, you can make them look good, and you can make them affordable. And there really just was nothing like this. So the reason why this has just been such a fun venture for us is this was a product that I was looking for in the market, that my co-founders were looking for in the market. So we essentially take a passion project, which means this is something that we wanted, something that we really enjoy, and then we merge it into a real business. So it just makes our everyday life just enjoyable, that we're working on something that we truly believe in and that really is making a difference in the world. The colors is what's so fun. So we have the four different colored burger, we have black burger, the actual purple burger, the actual orange burger, and the actual green burger. And they really look like the vegetables that are in them. And everyone says to us, hey, you need to make a product that targets kids. But then people are coming to us, especially a lot of parents, and they're saying, our kids love your products because of the colors. And not even on purpose, we made a product that kids love because of the colors. Adults love them because they taste good and they're healthy, and they really are a meat alternative. So instead of looking at some of these other plant-based products in the market, we really just are doing it different. And there's so many things right now on the market that they're having issues with how they label them, because a lot of legislation is saying you can't call it plant-based butter, you can't call it plant-based cheese. There are a lot of calling plant-based meats or plant-based burgers. But if you look at the ingredients of most of these, and the number one ingredient is almost always an oil, and then it's almost always something else that's not even a plant. It's crazy to us that you can call it a plant-based product, but there's not many plants in it. So we really flipped the switch and we made a plant-only product that you can't argue that this doesn't follow the guidelines, because what we put on to market is literally a plant-only product. And if you look at our ingredients, it's plants and beans and spices, and that's it. No added oils or fillers. We're just really proud of what we put on the market, because it's just a better for you and better for the planet product to the max.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. I'm going to go with the line of the thing with kids first, because if you go back to season one, I asked a lot of people, what do you think we need to do to really transform the food system? What would you do if you could do anything? And a lot of people talked about getting kids involved with healthy food early. Kids like familiar food. They don't like weird food, but they also like colors, which is probably why very young children will try to eat crayons. But it's interesting to me that you said you did that without even really trying. You made a product that appeals to pretty much everybody. The whole food plant-based person, the flexitarian who wants to eat something healthier but doesn't want to give up the burger, and perhaps is a clean label person who's wary of some of the plant meats, to kids, to parents. There are a lot of brands who are trying to tick all the boxes, and they're trying really, really hard, but it almost seems like you just did what you felt was the right thing to do, and it worked out in this all-encompassing way.
Absolutely. And one of the things when people start businesses, someone asks them, who are you targeting? And if you ever say everyone, it's the worst answer ever because you can't target everyone. We didn't intend to target everyone, but we just put a product out there that just looks and tastes good. And like you said, flexitarians love it. Almost everybody loves it because it's healthy. Obviously, there's people that are not eating veggie forward products right now, but kids was just a demographic we were not intending to hit and not intending to target, at least with our initial product launch. And it just became a natural fit. Day after day, we just get pictures from parents saying, oh, my kid loves your burger. And like we've gotten pictures where you literally will like see the burger like on the kid's face, like young kids, like even like babies. They're just like eating our burgers and like making a mess with it because they love the colors. And it just was not something we intended to do. It happened that kids are loving the product. Adults are loving the product. It's a product that they can eat with their kids. So it's really versatile, really interesting. And it's just exceeded our expectations in terms of who our demographic is or that we thought it was.
And I'm going to go back a little bit. You mentioned that you really wanted to do this because you had stopped eating meat, but then there weren't whole food options on the market. Now, that's a pretty big leap for some people. There are people who are like, I don't want to eat meat. I'm going to go grab a meat analog, and it's not a big deal for them. So why was that something that was such a big deal to you and your co-founders?
Really, it was just because, one, it was something that we were looking for. It was just a healthy product. I love the plant-based products. They taste good. Since I don't eat meat anymore, that's like essentially my cheat meal. I know it's not the healthiest thing. There's just not the cleanest ingredients in them. And I don't always feel amazing if I eat a couple of them in a row, but I love them. They taste good. And there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. And they're great for our environment. And it's a great next step. But we really wanted to take things even further. So right now you have plant-based. Something that's becoming a big trend is plant-forward. I think that's going to be a huge trend in 2022 is plant-forward products. But we're not even plant-forward. We're plant-only. So like we're already looking ahead and really taking this so much further. It's really just great what everybody is doing out there is making products that are meatless. So we're not harming animals. They're better for our environment. So there's just a lot of positives and just the whole movement. But what we're doing is we're taking it to the next step and making something that's just very healthy.
Which is interesting. I have been trumpeting the healthy trajectory for a while, and I've gotten a little pushback on it from some people. But it sounds like, to use an overused phrase, you were really ahead of the time, because now, I mean, we're recording this, it's December 2021, and we're starting to hear the murmurings of consumers are ready for the next evolution of plant-based, which is going to be healthier food. And you're already right there. You're already establishing yourself. You've kind of carved out this niche in the category. So what is it like growing a business like yours that really is going the extra steps within a category and a larger industry that is dominated by products that aren't really whole food plant-based?
It's exciting because everyone is looking for this, especially on the retail side. When we present or send samples of our product to different retail buyers, they're like very excited. They love the product. They're just like, we've been looking for this. We're ready for this. So on that end, it's just been really rewarding because people are just really looking for this. So that's been one of the easier parts of our journey is just getting product placed because this is something they look for. So we hear stories from other CPG companies and just other companies in general that just have such a hard time getting orders. And that's been an easier part of our business, which means we can focus on other parts of the business, which just makes it so much better. And we can put something out there that's amazing. And something that we don't do that I didn't really touch on before is we don't scream health. That's not necessarily our messaging. We like to just say that our products taste good, they look good, and they're filling. So we're not really screaming healthy. That's something that is not necessarily obvious, but it's just another added bonus to what we're doing. And if you look at our ingredients or you look at our overall messaging, it's just clear that what we have is just the clean product with no added junk. So that's been really good because at first we were trying to figure out how do we market this? How do we do that? But ultimately, we just want as many people as possible to try our products. So sometimes screaming health is not the most attractive thing in the sense of, you know, I'm running to try that. So we figured out a way to get people to try our products by just making them look good and taste good and still being healthy. So it definitely was a struggle at first, like, hey, should we add oils and make this taste better? And we really pushed hard against that. And ultimately, we just kept changing our recipe over and over and over, but we never compromised on the ingredients, but we got it to look and taste amazing. So that was a really hard part of our journey, was just developing the products without changing our footprint. But we got there, and now it's been fun because now we get to get our burgers into people's mouths over and over and over.
And you mentioned fun. That's the other, I think, aspect of your marketing. There's a lot of fun going on there. And I find it interesting that you are getting such a, maybe I'm not as surprised as I might otherwise be seeing the trends with consumers going the way that they are, that when you present, you say retailers are looking for this. Are they looking for it because they feel like it's a void in the market or because they see trends coming? Or is it a little bit of both?
So I think they're looking for it because one, they see that consumers are loving these alternative meats and these plant-based products. And the retail buyers are just seeing so many of these continue to pop up. You obviously have the big players in the industry, but then there's so many startups or even other big companies that are meat companies that are now coming out with their plant-based products. So I think retail buyers and maybe even consumers are just kind of getting sick of just seeing the same thing over and over and over with different branding. So they're just excited to see something like us, which is kind of a combination of a plant-based burger and a veggie burger. So you have these old school veggie burgers that are almost always found frozen and they kind of haven't seen much innovation or excitement ever. And then you see these plant-based burgers that taste and look like meat, but they're all very similar. So I think it's just refreshing to see something new in such a big growing category.
It's funny. You're saying there's novelty, and yet they are really, in a way, a throwback to things that vegetarians and vegans have literally been doing for decades, but you have brought it much more to the forefront. So how do you feel like the growth you've been able to achieve and what you're doing with your marketing is helping to move the whole food plant-based part of the plant-based movement forward?
I think it's great. I think others have recognized our quick traction and quick success, and there will be other products that come out that are focused on whole food plant-based, which is amazing. And, you know, we don't look at that as competition. We look at that as collaborators. So we're excited to see other products that come out and really push the needle like what we're trying to do. And it's refreshing to see that there's been such a good reception for our products.
So do you have plans to keep advancing the whole food plant-based movement, or is it really just almost a happy side effect of what you're doing?
No, I mean, that's definitely the core of our business is whole food plant-based. So we're coming out with just more kind of inventive and creative products. We have this burger that's coming out called the Actual Morning Burger that's really targeted for breakfast or for mornings, although it tastes so good. It's honestly, I eat it for dessert a lot. And what it is it's a burger that looks blue because it has blueberries in it. It has acai in it. And then it has a bunch of other different fruits, veggies and seeds. So it has like bananas, plantains, pumpkin seeds. It has some cinnamon in there. But once again, no oil, no junk or anything like that. It looks good. It tastes amazing. I'm not even into like pancakes or like fruity types of breakfasts, like different waffles and things like topped with, you know, whipped cream and strawberries. I'm not into that at all. But this, obviously, I might be a little biased, but it just tastes so good. And like I said, I eat it for dessert because it really is something that's so unique. And we were really trying to figure out how do we position it? Because is it a pancake? Is it a sausage patty replacement? What is it? But it's really just kind of something on its own. And you cook it like a burger. So you put it on the stove or you put it in the air fryer, and then you can eat it alone. You can eat it on like an English muffin. You can top it with any kind of nut butter, almond butters, maple syrup, anything like that, and even different fruits. Or I like putting this vegan whipped cream on there. That's really good. There's just really nothing like that. So we're really excited to launch that in 2022. And so far, we've sent some early samples out to some different people, and people are really excited about this because this breakfast is just a category that hasn't seen much change either, especially in like what you're saying, the whole food plant-based movement. So it's unique. There is a little educational factor behind this one. So this one, I don't think is going to be as easy to sell as our burgers because it is something kind of different, but we're up for the challenge and it's going to be a fun one.
Put it in a waffle iron and you're golden. You were saying that and I was like, you could definitely just whack that in a waffle iron. Couple of those, little nut butter in the middle, and you have like a post-workout snack or an on-the-go breakfast. That is really amazing to me because, as you said, there are not a lot of whole food plant-based options prepared that are in the breakfast or like the morning snacking category. So with this and with your burgers, you kind of have your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner covered.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we're looking for, is like we're creating burgers that you can eat around the clock for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And normally, if you're eating a beef burger, or even a plant-based burger, it's not something that I don't think any doctor would recommend eating every single day. But we really have a burger out here that's the first burger that you could and should eat every single day or every single meal. Although if you're eating this for every single meal, I think you're going to want to switch it up. That's why we're going to keep putting new products on the market.
Well, that's got me excited. I'm going to keep keeping an eye on what you're doing. It sounds like you're really into experimenting and innovation. Are you doing that because you want to explore different ingredients or different eating occasions or a little bit of both?
I would say a little bit of both. Something that was happening was our current burgers, a lot of people were eating them for breakfast, including myself. And we said, hey, why don't we try to design a burger that's actually built for breakfast? And that's how we came up with this kind of crazy idea that's a burger that, you know, has fruit in it. Who would have thought you could put blueberries into the form of a burger and then mix that with other different types of fruits and veggies and different seeds and spices? It's almost like a granola bar meets a burger that you cook up, and it's just kind of a quick, convenient, healthy breakfast. There's just nothing like it. It just was something that kind of naturally happened since we were already eating our burgers for breakfast. We just took it once again to a new level and tried to create something that was really built for breakfast. So I think maybe next we'll do something that's literally built for dessert that has like some sort of chocolate or something in there, but also in kind of a burger form as well.
I'm down with that. Dessert patty? Yeah. I love it. Now, it sounds like you've been developing these based on the way that people use your products. You took that customer feedback and you've got this burger, and now you're looking at possibility of another one that's another eating occasion. What has the customer feedback been like, and how has that helped you to develop more ideas for whole food plant-based and just better whole food plant-based products?
Consumer feedback has been amazing across the board, but you learn so much from it. And especially from our early days, we've made a lot of, I like to call them small changes or small tweaks to our current burgers, just based on consumers. So certain consumers said, you know, I like it, but I wish it, you know, was a little more flavorful, or I wish, you know, this or that. We move quickly and we make changes. We're still a small company, so we're able to do things fairly quickly. And we really do listen to our consumers. And during COVID, it was tough to get feedback. So we really had to just kind of start shipping what we had and kind of learn on the go. It was really hard to organize like a group of more than five people to taste your product. So we really just put something out there that internally that we felt was good and strong. And it was, but wasn't good enough because we didn't know. And we really listened to our consumers and we made those small tweaks. And really that's what leads to, like you said, new products like this breakfast burger. Is we learned how consumers were eating our products, and that was what inspired the breakfast burger and looking towards them. So we actually the other day did a big tasting at the Met in New York City at the museum with 800 of their employees trying our burgers. So that was by far the biggest tasting that we had ever done all at once. And we had a survey that they all filled out, and it was just really interesting to see and learn about their different eating habits and patterns. You know, one of the questions was, are you a vegetarian, a vegan, a flexitarian, an omnivore, whatever it may be. So it was really interesting to see that and see that consumers are really open to trying this product and liking it. That was what was important, because obviously they're going to try it because it was free, but liking it was what was important. And we really got amazing feedback. So we never had done anything like that. So that was just a really cool, unique opportunity. I was not there in person. Haley was there. It was in New York City, so I'm not based there. Haley and one of our team members was there, and they were just, you know, sending videos and pictures all day. I was jealous that I wasn't there. Seeing things like that is rewarding. That's why we're doing this, is to see others, you know, enjoy our products.
It's great to hear that the feedback is so good, especially for a whole food plant-based product. Because to hear some people in the plant-based space tell it, that's not going to float because it's not going to reach a wide range of people. It's not going to reach a wide market. What do you see as the segment of people who seem to give you the best feedback? Is it vegans, or is it a different segment of people?
I'd say it's definitely not vegans, because vegans are a natural fit for what we're doing and they love what's going on here. But what gives me the most pleasure is seeing someone that eats meat maybe three or four times a week. So I wouldn't even put them necessarily in that flexitarian category, but is looking to eat healthy and looking for healthy products. And then when they try our product and like it, that's what really is rewarding to us, because it is a product that tastes and looks like veggies. It doesn't taste or look like meat. So when somebody that is replacing one of their meat dinners or one of their meat meals with our product and it actually likes it, it's like, okay, now we're doing something right.
So what advice would you give somebody who maybe has a whole food plant-based product or is thinking of launching a whole food plant-based product, and maybe they're getting the pushback? People are saying, well, it's got to taste like this, or it has to look like that. What advice would you give them based on your experience to be able to push forward and to get the product out to people kind of the way that you're doing, and to advance that whole food plant-based ideal?
My advice would be, don't compromise on your foundation or on what you set out to do. We're here to work with you. We're here to push this movement together. It's coming. It's already here. It's going to keep growing. You know, it's a long battle. I mean, even with what we're doing, it seems like it's happening overnight from the outside looking in, but there was a long period of development and just trying to kind of float our products in front of consumers and retail buyers and people like that. And it definitely took a while to just kind of build the confidence to really sell this. And now it's just growing quickly. And so if you're in the same space as us, just be patient. It's here. It's getting bigger and better. So stick with it. And if you're going for this, I feel strongly that you'll succeed.
So keep that integrity, keep that foundation, and just keep going, right?
You said it in three words and I rambled for a minute. That's exactly what I was going for.
Well, I have the benefit of being able to listen to what you're saying and then summarize it in my head. You should hear when I'm trying to hash out an idea with somebody else too. It definitely doesn't take three words. Now, you've been out and about doing this for a while. Like you said, it's been over a year and you've been pounding the digital pavement, the actual pavement. What trends have you seen, particularly as far as whole food plant-based is concerned, within the plant-based space?
I think the trends that we've seen is this term plant forward. That's really what is becoming mainstream, and that's really what consumers are starting to look for. So it's kind of like what we talked about before. It's taking plant-based to the next extreme. I think everybody in the industry agrees that plant forward is really the next big step. And I think even some of the companies that are plant-based, they're really going to change their formulations and come out with something more plant-forward, or maybe just come out with a whole new product that's plant-forward. But I think that's really what we're going to start seeing. And that's going to be a huge trend. And that's just great for the movement as a whole.
Is that a consumer-driven trend?
I would say it's a consumer-driven trend because consumers are very savvy and educated these days, and they're starting to learn that not all meat replacements and meat alts are the healthiest things. So plant-forward is really what's going to trigger the next wave of taking this to the next level for consumers.
Based on the interactions that you've had with people over months, years, do you feel like as part of the plant forward movement, there's going to be kind of a combination on consumers' plates of products like Actual Veggies and products like Beyond and Impossible?
Yeah, I think you'll definitely start to see things in between, like a Beyond burger and an Actual Veggies burger. There definitely will be things popping up. I mean, you're already seeing things in the market, half meat, half veggies, but still meat. I don't think that's going to stick. I know that was supposed to be, I think even maybe a trend this year. I don't know. To me, it's like, if you're going to eat something, why are you mixing it with meat? So that's an interesting one. I don't know if that's going to stick, but I think you'll find some more common ground that's not as extreme as what we're doing in Actual Veggies, and it's more plant forward than some of the other players out there.
I'm interested in watching all these trends as they go forward. I see all across the spectrum. I see what you guys are doing. I see people are talking still about the cell ag. People are talking still about precision fermentation. But I hear more and more people, like you said, asking what's healthier, what's maybe a little bit of a cleaner label, what am I comfortable feeding my family? And in the case of, you mentioned already, what am I comfortable feeding my kids? I find it interesting too that your product is pretty much, it's friendly for all ages and apparently well-loved by all ages. So it's interesting that there is such a wide spectrum and yet we see this trajectory. I want to say that you guys really hit on something that I feel like a lot of the other brands maybe have missed by narrowly focusing so much on taste and perhaps trying to get that wide adoption right out of the gate. How long did it take you to move beyond your early adopters to a slightly wider group?
We're lucky. We're fortunate that our timing was great, that consumers were really looking for this. This would have been such an uphill battle if we tried this even 2 years ago, I think. And timing really worked out for us. That's why it's just been almost a seamless transition from our early adapters to more of a mainstream audience. And really what took us to that next level was just getting our product into more places. So we were picked up nationwide by Sprouts in June to all 370 of their stores. And then a bunch of the big online retailers and online meal kits took us in. So that really helped our distribution, because obviously Sprouts is not in every single city or every single state, but a lot of these meal kits are. So like getting in with Imperfect Foods has been amazing. Hungry Root's been amazing. Sunbasket's been amazing. We have a bunch of other ones coming aboard in 2022. Then a bunch of just independent retailers have been, I guess you can say, slowly taking us in. But now it's moving quick. But that's the whole thing, is you have to be patient, because nothing happens overnight. Nothing even usually happens in a week or in a month. So it is a battle in that sense. But really, it's timing. We're fortunate that we thought of this at the right time. And we really thought of it because there was nothing like it. And there were so many things that were just not really hitting the mark for us.
So do you think that there is a possibility that one day actual veggies and other whole food plant-based products will be something that maybe I can even wander down the aisles at a Target or a Walmart and grab. And I'm not going to say that it's out of the question, at least from my end, because I can go to my local Walmart and buy hemp seeds. But what's your view on that?
So when we first started, or even a few months ago, like Walmart was something that we weren't even thinking about. It's just like, that is not where we want to be until, you know, we're everywhere else. That's one of the last places we want to be. But Walmart's a really interesting one because they're starting to take in plant-based products. They just took in our friends at Daring. They took them in at Walmart. So that's really cool to see. They have Impossible at Walmart. They're really getting aggressive in terms of bringing in plant-based products. So we are talking to them. That's a long cycle in terms of actually, you know, getting in there. But that's kind of amazing that something like Walmart, that's so mainstream, is really looking at plant-based products and then even looking at products like us. So exciting, because Walmart would be a great one. The fear was always, if we get into Walmart, are the Walmart consumers going to want a product like this? Obviously, what we're doing is a great fit for a Sprouts or a Whole Foods, but Walmart, we didn't know. Now that the narrative has changed, we're excited, because Walmart was out of the question before.
Like I said, Walmart near me, we have one of the supercenters. They carry hemp seeds and sweet potato flour and miso broth and all of these things. When they first opened, we would go there and buy Sam's Club soda and cookies. And that was pretty much it, you know? But now it seems like it's open territory for moving the movement forward.
Yeah, which is amazing, because this is, I think, over 4,000 Walmarts here in the U.S. So the fact that their consumers are now ready for products like this, just showing there's such a shift in what's going on in the country and in the world. And that's so positive, because now it's fun and cool to be vegan or to be flexitarian. And the term flexitarian wasn't even around back in the day. So now it's, I guess you can call it trendy to be a flexitarian. So that's amazing.
It really is. And as you said, the talk around food is changing, which is inspiring to me. I've been hoping to hear better food talk for a long time for various reasons. And with the shift in the narrative, with the shift in consumer preferences and what people are looking for in their products, I'm going to ask you the big question for season two, which is, in your opinion, what do we really need to do to bring whole food plant-based more to the forefront? We've touched on this a little bit, but what do you think would really be pushing whole food plant-based more forward in the coming year or years?
I think the key is, you really have to put a product out there that's more than just whole food plant-based, that really has other attributes to it, whether it's the colors like what we did, but really something else to kind of bring consumers in and make it fun and make it attractive to consumers, and not just be like, hey, you're giving you a piece of broccoli or piece of kale. Like, there's really more to it than just screaming, hey, this is healthy. But still, at the same time, it's almost as if you're eating a piece of broccoli or kale, because it is whole food plant-based, but we just make it look good or taste good. And that's really, I think, what's going to take this to the next level, is when there are others that are doing this, not necessarily in the burger category, but in any category, and saying, hey, this is whole food plant-based, but it's fun, it tastes good, and you're going to like it. So I think that's really what is going to make this movement the next leap. We're here to help push it and pioneer it. And we're excited to see, you know, who else is going to enter this field and really stick to their foundation and really do whole food plant-based the right way.
So it sounds like taking that age-old, again, to use the word, narrative that has so long poked fun at people who eat healthy and who eat vegan and who eat plant-based, and just kind of flipping it around and being like, you said, this is now cool. This is now what you want to be doing. This is what you should have been doing all along, because it's better for you, it's better for the planet, but now it's not going to make you the weird ostracized person. It's going to make you the person who's on the cutting edge.
Yeah, and honestly, in the world we live, you need someone to be a leader, or someone that's already a leader, to come out and say, hey, this is cool, or this tastes good, or this is something you should be doing. And we've surrounded ourselves with just some amazing people that are either investors or advisors or just friends or just advocates of what we're doing. And those are people that are in those kind of positions that have a big following or powerful following, and really can change the narrative and get people like them to then, you know, like these kind of products. So we've really built a great group of people that can really help push that. And I think that's also another important piece, is that it's one thing to put something out there, but if you have advocates that are in position to make a change and have a lot of people that listen to them, that's really what takes it to the next level. So that's been really helpful for us.
It really is about building that network. And like you said, the more voices we can get talking about the fact that veggies and beans and nuts and seeds are very cool, the better. I hope it really helps to get people to start eating a little bit healthier, because I was a health coach and it's an uphill battle, but you guys sound like you're really rocking it. So keep doing what you're doing. And where can people find your burgers and find you guys to continue watching you grow?
Currently, you can find our burgers at Sprouts, in Perfect Foods, Hungry Root, a bunch of different independent retailers on the West Coast, including Jimbo's that we love, that's down in San Diego. We just launched with another chain out in Oklahoma called Reezer's that has 17 stores out there. Amazing store, amazing chain that's been great to us so far. We're launching with a bunch more retailers. This month, we have a couple coming on board, which one of them is Stater Bros, which is out in California. It's a big chain out there. Another one is Aldi. We're doing a test in about 100 of their stores on the West Coast that should be hitting the shelves in the next month or so. Bunch more coming on board next year that I don't want to jinx or say first, but I think some of your consumer base can guess who some of those are.
And how about your social media accounts?
You can follow us on Instagram at Actual Veggies. Our website's also actualveggies.com. All of our handles on pretty much every social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, is just at Actual Veggies. So you can find us there and really follow our journey of just growing this and getting our products in front of more people and just seeing the new products that we're coming out with and working on.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to that blue breakfast burger, and definitely go and check out their Instagram in particular. It is a beautiful feed. It will make you hungry if you have, well, it'll make you hungry even if you have eaten. I was going to say if you haven't eaten in a while, it'll make you hungry even if you just ate. Does it to me all the time. So thank you again, Jason. This has been really great having you back, and I look forward to seeing how things continue to unfold for Actual Veggies and how you inspire other people to get in with more whole food plant-based products.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me today. And I look forward to hopefully being back with some more news to report to you on how things are trending in the right direction. So thanks for having me. I'm sure Haley is missed, but yeah, really appreciate you having us back.
Always my pleasure. It's great talking with you.
Another big thanks to Jason for joining me once again on the podcast, this time for season 2. I really appreciated his insights into how to make whole food plant-based more attractive to consumers, because as I mentioned in the podcast, I've been talking about the trajectory from plant-based to healthier plant-based on LinkedIn for quite a while now. And it's great to see that Jason and Haley, through Actual Veggies, are taking that next step and making it happen and getting such positive feedback. It shows that it can be done. We don't need to stick just with the exact analogs. We can move through that trajectory and help people who are ready to go from any starting point to whole food plant-based by giving them delicious, healthy options that fit any category, fit any time of day, fit any lifestyle. I love that Actual Veggies is pioneering this. And if you're working on something like this, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, Sam, S-A-M, at modernhealthnerd.com. And we'll have a chat looking for more people who are advancing whole food plant-based within the plant-based movement. Also want to remind you that if you are into whole food plant-based, you can join me, Tyler Mayoras, who was with me in the first episode of this season, and several other people who are instrumental in the plant-based movement, co-moderating a room Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Clubhouse in the Whole Food Plant-Based Club. Hope to see you there sometime. Love to hear about your plant-based journey or your plant-based products. And once again, please, if you like this episode, give us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us, share the episode, and do any of those other things that podcasters always ask you to do to further their show to more listeners. And that is all for this week. Until next week, when we come back with another whole food plant-based episode, stay nerdy!